Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 9th May 2013 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us first offer our most loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of the One who is the Infinite Almighty, who takes human form time and again for our sake, so that we can love Him, feel Him, touch Him and relate to Him. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we may never take this beautiful form of Yours from our minds and be ever attuned to Your name and Your presence. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And the bhajan we will be learning today goes like this.
Shirdi Sai Dwarakamai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ra.
As always, let us first learn the lyrics of this bhajan, which are in Hindi, and then we'll move on to the raga, the tala, the meaning of its every line, and in the end, we will have a short conversation with Mr. Sai Krishna Jasta, an alumnus and a long-standing member of the Prashanti Bhajan group, blessed with a beautiful silken voice. So that is coming up towards the end of the program. Now, let's begin with the lyrics.
Shirdi Sai Dwaraka Mai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Ek Naam Sundar Naam. Allah Ishwar Sai Ram, Pratipurishwar He Bhagavan. Daya karo, kripa karo, raksha karo, Sai Ram.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's go on to the interesting part of learning to sing this bhajan. First, you will hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line slowly without any musical accompaniments, and then Brother Anirudh will follow him after every line. Dear listeners, please do try and sing along.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Madhyam.
Shirdi Sai Dwaraka Mai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ram.
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 Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Ek Naam Sundar Naam.
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 Shirdi Sai Dwaraka Mai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ram.
Shirdi Sai Dwaraka Mai ప్రశాంతి వాసి సాయి రామ్.
అల్లా ఈశ్వర్ సాయి రామ్,
అల్లా ఈశ్వర్ సాయి రామ్,
అల్లా ఈశ్వర్ సాయి రామ్,
అల్లా ఈశ్వర్ సాయి రామ్.
పర్తిపురి కే హే భగవా,
పర్తిపురి కే హే భగవాన్,
పర్తిపురి కే హే భగవా,
పర్తిపురి కే హే భగవాన్.
దయా కరో కృపా కరో రక్షా కరో హే భగవాన్,
దయా కరో కృపా కరో రక్షా కరో హే భగవాన్.
దయా కరో కృపా కరో రక్షా కరో హే భగవాన్,
దయా కరో కృపా కరో రక్షా కరో హే భగవాన్.
షిర్డి సాయి ద్వారకమాయి ప్రశాంతి వాసి సాయి రామ్.
So that was the tune of the bhajan in the voice of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now let's learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. And for this, Anirudh is here with us in the studios. Sai Ram Anirudh, and welcome to this program.
Thank you, Vishu.
So tell us, in which raga is this bhajan based, Anirudh?
This is a very common raga.
Yeah.
It is called Darbari. I think most probably everybody,
yes, a very familiar raga.
Very familiar raga. And so many bhajans are composed in this raga.
Yes. Maybe you can start with telling us the notes of this.
Definitely, yeah.
Raga.
It is a Sampurna raga where you have all the seven notes.
Okay.
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
This is Arohana and Avrohana.
Yes.
You have sariga, it is a minor ga, komal,
yes,
ga.
Yes.
Mapada,
it is also komal dha.
Yes.
Nida sa da ni pa ma pa ga ma re. Ni sa da ni re. Mapada, ni sa da ni sa da ni ma pa sa da.
So you have all the notes and you have plenty of komal notes here.
Yeah.
Ga is komal, dha is komal, ni is komal.
Yeah.
Na Ah ha na na.
It is a very emotional raga.
Yes, very powerful also.
Very powerful.
And you can really invoke very very moving emotions. You can pull your heart, I think, because you have all these komal notes.
Yeah, the pulling notes. It sounds yes. very nice in sitar too. That,
yes.
Ma pada ni pa ma pa ga ma re sa ni sa da.
These are yes. the typical pulling notes of Darbari.
Yes. So how does it play out in this bhajan?
Actually, this bhajan, the notes are Darbari.
Yes.
But the expressions of Darbari are not
so dominant.
Yeah, so dominant in this
yes.
bhajan.
Like you have bhajans where it is very dominant.
Yeah,
actually.
Like if you see Gananata Pahi Gajanana. In this the Darbari is
feel is so obvious.
Yeah. But whereas in this bhajan the notes belong to the Darbari, but
yes.
the feel and the flavor of the raga is
not so
limited.
Strongly
yeah.
there. Yeah. Yes.
Shirdi Sai Dwarakamai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ram Gagagagarisa Riririsani Sagasadadani Nisasa Sai Ram Sai Ram Ek naam sundara naam sa sa sari ni sari re re ga ma re ni sa da ni sa Allah Ishwar Sai Ram sa pa pa ma ma ga Gama pa ma pa 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 Pariti puri ke He Bhagwan Ma 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 Ga sa ga ma 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 Daya karo Kripa karo Raksha karo He Bhagwan Gaga gaga re sa re 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 sa ni sa ga sa da da ni ni sa sa.
Wonderful. And you mentioned Gananatha Sai Gajanana in this raga.
Yeah.
And I guess there are many more bhajans. Maybe we
so
can share some more so that
yeah.
you know listeners get a feel of
this raga. He avatari prabhu ra.
Then I think we have
Sai Ram Sai Sham Mere
yes.
Sai Ram Rama Shri Rama Chandra Jai Jai
Another very powerful version.
Yeah.
Yes. Wonderful. Okay. I think that gives a very good feel of how this raga plays out in this bhajan. Thank you very much, Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu.
Yeah.
Sai Ram.
So that was the explanation of the raga, and coming now to the tala, this is set to the common 8-bit Kairava tal, which is called Aditalam in Carnatic music. And now that we have learned the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's proceed with the aspect of bhava. Swami says the feeling with which we sing a bhajan is more important than the technical aspects such as the tune or the beat. And to imbibe the feeling, let's understand the inner meaning of every word of this bhajan. We begin with the first line.
Shirdi Sai Dwarakamai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ram.
Shirdi Sai Dwarakamai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ram.
In this line, the first word is Shirdi, referring to the holy land where the Lord chose to incarnate as Shirdi Sai. Shirdi geographically is located in the Ahmednagar district of the Indian state of Maharashtra, which is today one of the most popular and most endowed shrines of India. The second word is Sai, In Persian, Sai means the Holy One. It also means Lord or Beloved. Baba first appeared in Shirdi as a handsome young lad of 16 under a neem tree. A few years later, he went to a place called Dhoopkheda along with Chand Patil and returned to Shirdi with a marriage party. This party came to Shirdi to celebrate the wedding of Chand Patil's nephew. Bhagat Mahasalpati was a priest in the Khandoba temple in Shirdi and later became one of Shirdi Sai's devout followers. When he saw Baba getting down from the cart along with the marriage party, he received him with the words, Ya Sai, meaning Welcome Sai, welcome the Holy One. And that is how Baba came to be addressed as Sai by all. This was in 1858 and from that year onwards, Baba stayed put in Shirdi until he shed his mortal coil in 1918. The third word here is Dwarkamai. Dwarka, as we know, is the city that was the abode of Lord Krishna. And interestingly, Shirdi Sai gave the name Dwarkamai to the mosque that he chose to live in. The fourth word is Prashanti Vasi, coming from Prashanti, referring to Prashanti Nilayam, and Vasi means the resident of. In the 108 names used to adore Satya Sai, there is a line which goes like this, Om Shri Sai Dwarkamai Vasine Namaha. Elaborating on this name, Professor Kasturi writes, it is Dwarka Mai, that is Dwarka, the mother, and sometimes Baba called it the Masjid Mai or Masjid, which is the mother, because it saved people, it helped and it granted favors to all. Professor Kasturi explains, Dwarka means a place whose four gates are open to people of all the four colors, four castes and from all four corners of the world without any distinction. And it is the same story of Prashanti too. Just like Dwarka Mai, today Prashanti welcomes people from all corners of the globe. Does not matter where they belong to and what is their religious affiliation. Professor Kasturi also recalls how Shirdi Baba had planned to install a Krishna image at Shirdi but shed his mortal coil before it could be done. To demonstrate that Prashanti is again the same Dwarka mother, Swami initially in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir installed a Krishna statue on the porch, another on the altar, a third in the prayer hall and a fourth overlooking the prayer hall. And elaborating on the word Prashanti, which comes from Pra and Shanti meaning peace, Baba says, many feel that they have peace when some worldly desire that was vexing them is satisfied. But that is not real peace. It is but a temporary, short-lived interval between one worry and another. The syllable Pra in Prashanti means expanding or enlarging. And so, Prashanti means that type of shanti, that type of peace, which is the absence of desire and anger, absence of greed and hatred, the peace that expands from one person to his surroundings, to his family, to the entire society. That is what, in fact, we see happen every day in Prashanti Nilayam too. People from all over the world come and are enveloped in peace. Being in Prashanti Nilayam, which literally means the abode of supreme peace. The last word in this line is Sai Ram, which we use to endearingly refer to both Shirdi Sai and Satya Sai. Hence in this line, Shirdi Sai Dwarka Mai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ram, we hail the Lord who incarnated as Sai Baba of Shirdi and lived in the mosque which he called Dwarka Mai and reincarnated as Satya Sai and established Prashanti Nilayam, the seat of supreme peace. Let's move on to the second line.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Ek Naam, Sundar Naam.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Ek Naam, Sundar Naam.
The name Sai Ram appears twice in this line. The word Ek means one and the word Naam, which occurs twice in this line, means name. Hence Ek Naam means one name and Sundar Naam means beautiful name. It is recorded in the Shirdi Sai Satcharita how Baba stressed on the efficacy of the name Sai. He assured, if you only utter Sai, Sai all the time, I will, with my grace, present you even the seven seas, that is, protect you even beyond the seven seas. Trust these words of mine and you will achieve your welfare most certainly. This is what Baba promises in the Shirdi Sai Sat Charitra. And what did the Lord say when he came as Satya Sai? In the Dhyana Vahini, Bhagwan says, the Lord and his name are both one, but the sweetness of the name is seldom found in the form. As soon as the name mango is mentioned, one is reminded of an incomparable sweetness. Instead, if an actual mango is held in the hand, the doubt first arises in the mind whether it is sweet or sour, and then one is engaged in distinguishing the skin, the fiber, the juice, the nut, the ring, the seed, and so on. But when the name alone is repeated, these things do not come to mind. Only the sweetness is brought to memory. Such is the difference between the Lord and the Lord's name. The pure essence of sweetness is in the Lord's name. The name Sai Ram is not only beautiful but also extremely potent. There's a beautiful incident connected with the life of Peddabottu Amma, a lady who was blessed to see the Lord in both his avatars as Shirdi Sai and Satya Sai. She settled permanently in Prashanthi Nilayam from 1958 onwards. In the early days, there were two big trees in front of the mandir, and Peddabottu Amma used to sleep in the shade of these trees. If it rained, she would sleep inside the mandir. One night, Peddabottu Amma slept in the mandir because it was raining, and when she woke up at midnight, she said, Om Shri Sai Ram. Because she was used to always repeating the name. But what happened that day is Swami suddenly came out on the balcony and said, Dunnapota, shouldn't I sleep? Dunnapota is an endearing way of admonishing. So Swami says, shouldn't I sleep? Then surprised, this Peddabottu Amma asks, Swami, who asked you not to sleep? Then Swami replies, if you call me, how can I sleep? And then she said, oh Swami, out of habit I just said Om Shri Sai Ram, but I did not really mean to call you. And then Bhagwan made a revealing statement. He said, what is japa? What is chanting the name? It is calling me. Repeating the name and calling God are not different from each other. Well, that was a sweet manner by which physically Swami demonstrated how powerful is the name of the Lord in invoking his blessings. Hence in this line, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Ekanam, Sundaranam, we adore God by the beautiful name Sai Ram. Let's move on to the third line of this bhajan.
Shirdi Sai Dwarakamai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ram.
Shirdi Sai Dwarakamai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ram.
This is a repeat of the first line where we adore the Sai incarnation as the Lord of Shirdi and Prashanti. We move on to the next line.
Allah Ishwar Sai Ram.
Allah Ishwar Sai Ram.
The first word here is Allah, referring to the formless divinity that followers of the Muslim faith worship. Shirdi Baba often used to say Allah Malik, meaning God is the master of all beings. The second word is Ishwar, meaning God. Shirdi Sai Baba encouraged the Hindus to celebrate the Raman Navami festival and the Muslims to observe the sacred Urs festival. And even in this Satya Sai avatar, Baba never asked anyone to give up his or her religion. In the Dhyana Vahini, Bhagwan Baba says, Hindus, Muslims and Christians may differ on many points, but they are all one in the glorification of the name of the Godhead, like repetition of the divine name, like meditation, like remembrance of the Lord's name. In all these features, all the religions are same. Hence in this line, Allah, Ishwara, Sai Ram, we glorify the Lord who constantly taught us the principle of unity of all religions, not only in Shirdi Avatar, but also in the present Satya Sai incarnation too. Let's now move on to the penultimate line of this bhajan.
Partipuri ke he Bhagavan.
Partipuri ke he Bhagavan.
The first word here is Partipuri, which means the place Puttaparthi. The second word is ke, meaning of, and the third word he is a manner of calling out lovingly to a person. The last word here is Bhagavan, which means God. Baba says Bha stands for Srishti or creation, Ga for Stiti or protection, and Va for Layam. He who holds these three ultimate powers, that is creation, protection and destruction, he is Bhagavan. That indeed is the subtle reality of my person, Swami reveals. The Guru Purnima of 1963 was a landmark event in Bhagwan Baba's avatarhood, for it proclaimed his divinity in a most astounding manner. A few days before the Guru Purnima festival, Baba suffered a paralytic stroke and he endured it before finally regaining normalcy in a stunning manner. On 6 July 1963, in his Guru Purnima discourse, Baba revealed how in the past sage Bharadwaja had desired to perform a yaga or a sacrifice which he wanted Mother Parvati to preside over. The sage went to Kailasha but found Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati engaged in the Tandava dance. 8 days passed thus before Mother Shakti noticed the sage standing in the cold. And Mother Parvati just smiled at him but continued dancing. And the sage mistook the smile as a cynical refusal to notice him, and so he started to descend from the mountains. To his dismay, he suddenly found his left leg, hand and eye paralyzed because of standing for long hours on the ice. And he immediately fell. Lord Shiva saw him fall and he immediately came up to him. He consoled him and also told him that Mother Shakti had indeed blessed him and his sacrifice. Lord Shiva then revived and cured him by sprinkling water on him. And then he also promised the sage that he and Mother Shakti would attend the grand sacrifice that he was conducting. And after the sacrifice was over, Lord Shiva and Shakti were so pleased with the sage that they granted three boons to sage Bharadwaja. The first was that Lord Shiva would be born in the lineage or the gotram of the sage. And this was as Shirdi Baba, as many of us know. Lord Shiva then said that both he and Shakti would be born next in the lineage of the sage. And he also said, as compensation for the neglect which Shakti showed you at Kailasha for 8 days, she too will suffer the stroke for 8 days when we both take birth as Satya Sai. And on the 8th day, I shall relieve her from all signs of the disease by sprinkling water, just as I did at Kailasha to cure your illness. So that was the revelation that Bhagwan Baba made about his Satya Sai form being the Shiva Shakti avatar. Baba then added that Lord Shiva told sage Bharadwaja that Mother Shakti alone would be born again in his lineage. That would be the third incarnation, which is yet to come as Prema Sai avatar. Thus in this line, Partipuri ke he Bhagwan, we adore the Lord who lived in Puttaparthi as Satya Sai and blessed millions to come to him. The Lord who came down from the formless state to a limited form for the sake of uplifting humanity. Let's move on to the last line of the bhajan.
Daya karo, kripa karo, raksha karo, he Bhagavan.
Daya karo, kripa karo, raksha karo, he Bhagavan.
The first word here is daya karo, which can be split as daya, meaning compassion or mercy, and karo means to give. The Sanskrit word for the spiritual heart is Hridaya, And Baba says, only when our hearts are filled with compassion can we claim to have a heart. So one way of looking at the word daya karo in this line is, O Lord, please fill my heart with compassion so that I may radiate it and show it in all my actions. Another way of understanding this is, O Lord, pour your compassion on me. Please forgive me for all my past faults. Bless me with the wisdom to make the right choices and help me to rectify myself and lead a virtuous life. Moving on, the second word is Kripakaro, where Kripa means grace, and this can be interpreted as, O Lord, make me worthy of your grace and bless me to always remember you, irrespective of the task I do daily. This is my earnest prayer. On one occasion, while speaking to a person who was a chain smoker, Baba said, if you do not give up this bad habit, I will not think of you, and I will ensure that you too do not think of me. Even the fact that we are able to think of him is his grace. So let us pray to him to always shower that grace upon us. The third word is Rakshakaro. Here Raksha means protect. The fourth word is Bhagavan, whose meaning we have already seen. In 1910, on the eve of Diwali, the festival of lights, Baba was standing near the Dhuni, putting logs of wood to the fire in a casual manner. The fire was raging and suddenly Baba put his hand into the fire. He seemed least affected by this, but his hand was scorched quite severely, and Baba's attendant Madhav noticed this, as did Madhavrao Deshpande, whom Baba fondly called as Shama. And Shama ran to Baba, sat behind him, put his hands around his waist and pulled him back, exclaiming, Baba, what have you done? And as he said this, Baba came to the waking state and then he revealed, O Shama, a child slipped from its mother's arms and suddenly fell into the smith's forge. Hearing her husband call to her, the smith's wife began to blow the bellows vigorously out of fear while holding the child in the arms all the while. And while doing so, quite inadvertently, she forgot that she was holding the child in her arm, and the child, which was overactive, slipped from her mother, and no sooner did the little one fall, I picked her up, and as I was picking her up, this is what happened. Does not matter if my hand is scorched, at least the child's life is saved. This is what Baba revealed. That is the protective hand of Baba. Hence in this line, Dayakaro, Krupakaro, Rakshakaro, Hey Bhagwan, we call out to the Lord to fill our hearts with compassion. We seek His grace so that we may always remember Him, so that we adore Him as the one who protects all beings. With this, we are now done with understanding the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan, or at least getting a glimpse of what this bhajan conveys. And with this deeper understanding, let's now proceed listening to this complete version of the bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. And as we listen to this, dear listeners, please sing along once again.
Shirdi Sai Dwaraka Mai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ra. Shirdi Sai Dwaraka Mai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ra. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Ek Naam Sundar Naam. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Ek Naam Sundar Naam. Shirdi Sai Dwaraka Mai Prashanti Vasi Sai Ra. Allah Ishwar Sai Ra. सुनीते है भगवान दया करो कृपा करो रक्षा करो हे भगवान करो कृपा करो रक्षा करो हे भगवान शिरडी साई बार कमाई प्रशांति वासी साई राम साई राम एक नाम सुंदर नाम शिरडी साई भारत माई प्रशांति वासी साई राम अल्लाह ईश्वर साई राम पतिपुरी के है भगवान दया करो कृपा करो रक्षा करो हे भगवान करो कृपा करो रक्षा करो हे भगवान शिरडी साई द्वार कमाई प्रशांति वासी साई राम.
And now in the last part of this program, let's listen to an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Sai Krishna Jasta, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who has spent more than 12 years in Baba's schools and colleges right from his primary school days up to completing his master's in business administration. A very gifted singer who regularly sang in the Prashantinilaya Mandir until 2011 when he completed his education and moved to Gurgaon to begin his professional career. So here is an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Sai Krishna Jasta.
Swami showed us his motherly as well as his fatherly aspect right from our primary school days. There were numerous instances when Swami would chide us for small mistakes and would immediately, at every point of time when he saw something good in us, he immediately gave his encouragement and he immediately used to give his approval saying, good boy.
Like?
I would like to focus on the fatherly aspect first. As we sing before Swami, Sai Pita aur Mata Sai. We have various instances of Swami showing his motherly love. At this point of time, I would like to show the fatherly aspect.
Mm.
It was in our winter holidays, and at that time, Akhand Bhajan was going on. And we were sitting directly opposite to Swami's chair, and Swami was sitting inside Bhajan hall. And apart from giving talam for the Bhajan, which were being sung very beautifully at that point of time, he was actually noticing us. And some of our brothers were constantly getting up and running towards the cooler for drinking water.
You were little, right, at that time?
Yes.
Fifth class, yeah.
And Swami was noticing that very keenly. And at one particular point of time, Swami got up from his chair. And we didn't know what's going to happen next. Swami approached us. His eyes were bloodshot.
Oh my God.
And I could actually see Swami's hand trembling with anger.
Hmm.
Swami immediately came to us and Swami scolded us thoroughly for such indiscipline of getting up and constantly running in between bhajans. And Swami chided us and Swami told us immediately, correct this, bad boys. And at that particular point of time, he used the two words which everyone fears to hear from the Divine Mother. And at that point of time, Swami told us to immediately stop that, and he corrected that, and to ensure that such indiscipline is not repeated again.
It's very particular that you should be fully immersed in bhajans and be steady and be disciplined, especially have that seriousness towards bhajan singing during bhajan sessions.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So at that impressionable age, Swami chose to show his fatherly aspect so that we never repeat that mistake again. And thanks to that experience, I have not taken the bhajans lightly ever since.
Hmm. And you are talking about the motherly aspect.
Yes. Once, during our school days only, it was in my 6th standard. And again, in the winter holidays, we were given the opportunity of being a part of the first ever band group to perform before Swami on his birthday. So in those practice days, we were only about 12 to 14 boys who used to stay in the entire primary school hostel. And Swami used to call us quite often and used to inquire very lovingly regarding the band practice going on.
So you are practicing to perform during Swami's birthday?
Yes. One particular day, as Swami was crossing by, he suddenly looked at me and he asked, "Mother kaisa hai?"
How is your mother?
And I was taken aback with that question because I was out of touch with parents for many days.
And those days also are not the days of mobile phones. Once in a while you talk on phone, right? Not like these days. And that you were a small boy. How often do you used to talk to your parents in those days?
Weekly.
Weekly once or something. Okay.
So I was taken aback and I didn't know what to answer. Then again Swami asked, "Mother kaisa hai?" And again I got up and just muttered, "Swami fine only." And Swami smiled and again Swami went back. And then again Swami came back and he spoke to us for about 45 minutes. For 45 minutes he showered pure love on his children. And at that point of time I forgot about everything else. But I was curious about the question that Swami had asked. So later on I called her parents again and I told them that today Swami spoke to me for a long time. And he had asked me, "Mother kaisa hai?"
How is your mother?
How's your mother? And at that particular point of time, they disclosed that actually my mother was suffering from tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm. So she was diagnosed with tuberculosis.
Yes. And they chose not to disclose that since I was practicing to perform for Swami and they didn't want me to be distracted and
disturbed.
Yes. So they chose to keep that from me. But Swami, through that experience, he showed this motherly love as well as his omniscience.
So let's go back to that bhajan, Sai Pita or Mata Sai. Why do you sing that again for us?
Sai Pita or Mata Sai, Deen Dayala Data Sai. Sai Pita aur Mata Sai, Sai Guru Sai Sakha Sahodar, Sai Satya Shiva Sai Sundar, Veda Upanishad Gita Sai, Deen Dayala Data Sai, Sai Pita aur Mata Sai.
So that was Sai Krishna Jasta, who as of April 2013 works as a deputy manager in HDFC Bank Gurgaon in the Delhi NCR region, that is the National Capital Region in North India. And with this, we've come to the end of this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. The sound engineers for this program are Sunil Yatharta and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus, T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai. We offer this humble endeavor as always at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. Dear listeners, we welcome your feedback and comments and suggestions to this program. Please do send your emails to listener@radiosai.org. listener@radiosai.org.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 9th May 2013 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.